Hello and welcome to my podcast. It's called Trust Me, I've Tried.
Trust me, I've tried. Trust me, I've tried.
Okay, so we asked people how they dealt with it. Did they cry, talk, fight, cause drama? There were a lot of tears. There was a lot of drama. There was a lot of stalk. Now, what do you have to say about stalking? Stalking.
See, I can't blame stalkers.
No, I can't blame being dead on that. Oh God.
That means the person didn't block you.
Guy, the person blocks me after. See, let's just move on.
See, I don't blame stalkers because imagine we dated for a year, talk every day. You share pictures and everything, and all of a sudden, I don't have access again. Do you get, I'll still want to, this is second nature already.
Definitely.
Being with you, seeing you. So I want to know what's up with you.
And it's not even about whether we dated for 10 years, as little as 9 months, it's something because time was invested.
And it's worse when there's no closure. So you want to know, did he break up with me because he has found another girl?
Yeah.
So now you're going through all these comments to see.
But what do you do when it's affecting your mental health? Because I think personally, that's my fear for stalking. Because you will see things that will literally kill you.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think to a certain extent, as much as you want to stalk to know what a person is doing, it's unhealthy.
So I know this story of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So they broke up, and she was stalking him.
Mm-hmm.
Then she now see in his comment section, mm-hmm, where his friends are already trying to look for babe for him.
Oh my God!
Those things, your heart already, there's already a dagger tree.
Yes.
So you just drive
it very
deeper.
Well.
So more for your own peace of mind, for your own safety, just...
Yeah. So I have a couple, I'm just going to say, people said alcohol, so a lot of people drank it out.
Okay.
It's
still a case of there's temporary fix.
Yeah, there's a temporary fix.
And there's permanent fix, temporary fix it's just temporal, like you said. It's
going to come back.
So be sincere with yourself. Mm-hmm. Tell yourself, this is not going to help me. It's not going to make any difference.
I saw one that really got to me.
Okay. Don't worry, let me just take
the while.
Said, I opened up to a friend and I'm praying about it. I don't know if it's helping, but I don't know how to make all the pains disappear. I think this is a good one.
Yes.
Some people just, they hold it to themselves. They hold it to themselves. They don't talk about it. Talk about it. A lot of time, talking about it will help you process better.
Yes.
If you're talking about it with a reasonable person, they will help you see other perspective to it, And praying about it also helps. As cliche as some people think that is, just talking to God and just say, God, I'm heartbroken.
I know. And I think he really... See, there's a place for God. I won't even lie.
Yeah.
There's a place for just telling God that, Baba, God, my heart is paining me.
Yeah.
So, worked. So do everything.
Pray about it, a lot of times we underestimate the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually get strength from prayer.
True.
Sometimes you don't pray and you're like, I'm fine.
I'm cool.
Sometimes you don't have answers to all the questions.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the prayer will not give you the reason why he broke up with you or
definitely
how he did it. But sometimes you just feel that God's urge to say, guy, babe,
I'm here.
I've got you.
Yes.
Your future, I have your future in my hands. Don't worry.
Yeah.
This issue's ended, but that's not the end series.
Yeah.
Your marriage is going to be good. The future is going to be bright. Yeah.
I went on a sex spree since the relationship was a sexless one. I think I had sex with over 20 girls in the span of 8 months. Jesus, I was trying to fill the hole she left. Like we said, I don't think, because it's emotional. It's not going to change anything. It's not even going to begin to heal you. It will distract you, yes.
it will distract you and it will leave you in more
baggage. It will leave you more with more baggage.
And that's it. And I think there's so many things to say, but it's that thing of when you become what you're running away from.
Definitely.
So a girl broke your heart. Now you're having sex with 20 girls. Some were, and I'm sure that it's not all of them that's a case of, oh, this is just sex.
Yes, there are some that actually like you.
Yeah, there's some that you're going to, like, you would try to catch
them. So technically, you are the heartbreaker. You are the heartbreaker now.
So, like, you end up being what it is that you're running away from. And that's what a lot of people don't come to terms with, to say, sit back and process what it is.
Yeah.
Be careful to not be, because we ate something so much and we end up being that thing.
Yes. So, yeah, that brings me to the next one I saw. A lot of rebounds.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? Because basically, personally, I don't like the idea of rebounds. I've heard that there are people, luckily, who end up, you know, going a long way with their rebound. That's luck. But do you really want to put another person in that space? I don't want to break another person's heart. So I would rather cry or decry. Do you understand? I'd rather work on myself and then tell myself, oh, am I ready for another relationship than rebound? But they are the quickest way to go, apparently.
Yes, they're the quickest way to forget. And what you're doing is you're filling in. Like, this is just someone filling in.
Like,
a void. Mm-hmm. But a lot of time, you've not processed, you've not asked yourself, why did it end?
Yes.
And a lot of time, you repeat the pattern.
Definitely. You will repeat the pattern. Yeah. Yeah, you will repeat the pattern. Do you have any more?
Got the job and started the phase of my life.
Oh, yes. So there's a lot of work. People said distraction. Distract yourself with work. Work.
And I think as long as it doesn't... It helps deal with the hurt and the pain.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes is just make sure that while you're trying to get over the pain, make sure you also, like, you heal from the pain. Like, it's not avoidance.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's actually a rule to how to deal with heartbreak. Because distracting yourself with work could work for some other people. Going to the gym could work for some other people.
Yeah.
It might not work for another person.
Yeah.
Because you might distract yourself throughout the day with work. You still go back home to your feelings.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
And there will be triggers.
Yeah.
So, I think people should understand that there is no hard and fast rule
to
it. Anything that works for you. And it's okay to feel that pain.
Yeah.
Cry it.
Yeah.
Cry it. Like, there's no like long-term, I'm going to end my heartbreak pain in 1 year.
Yeah.
Man, there are people who go through it for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
Right? So, absolutely, it's okay to cry the cry you want to cry. Stalk, but make sure that you are fine with what you see. You know.
No, just like get ready to see.
Get ready to see.
And I think another thing is just accept that's happened.
Yeah. And somebody said I had to leave the place. Well, do whatever is good for you, Sha.
Yeah.
Man, do whatever.
Yeah, because I've seen cases where you keep seeing the person.
Yeah.
And every time you see the person, the pain and the hurt comes out. But then,
just comes
like,
back.
Imagine you literally like stop your life and start all over again just because of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Like, imagine you have a job, you have friends. So literally, you quit your job, you leave your friends to start all over again.
Yeah. Okay, so I asked, have you moved on? Well, a lot of people say, I've moved on. Someone says, I think so. I still talk to him without wanting to run him over.
Someone said, in my mind, I've moved on. I've let go. But have I really? Every day, I still wish we were back together.
Aww. Yeah, but so do we ever really move on, actually? That's actually a very important question.
I think sometimes you come to peace with it.
Thank you. That's the word, peace. You just be like, okay, we move.
No, I think
this is not gonna happen.
You have to come to a point where you accept that has happened.
Yeah.
That is, many people don't come to that place.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I have to say, especially where, you know, there's a case of, we're still gonna get there, is did you try to get back with the person?
Yeah.
But there's a point where I've tried. You know, I've tried.
I cannot come and keep my safe.
Yes, and just say, this happened. This relationship is over.
Trust me, I've tried.
Nice. To say, you know what, I've tried, I've done what I need to do.
Yeah.
I've prayed, I've asked, I've tried to talk about it, I've talked to his friend. This happened. You know, yes, the relationship was amazing. I wish it was my last, you know.
Yes.
I wish I got married to her.
There are a lot of last bus stops.
Yeah, but it has happened, it has happened.
Yes, someone said, Avai, I seem to have a spiritual conviction that he's the one, but I'm not pushing him about it. I'm living my life and talking to God to either talk to his son or free me to open up fully to someone else. Love it.
I love that.
Love it. Like, yeah. is either it is or it's not, yeah. Right? And that shouldn't stop you from living your life.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question. What do you think about, like, the place of friends in trying to move on? Because people will say different things. Which one do you want? Like,
I think
it's good, it's not good, move on.
It depends on the kind of friends you have.
Yeah.
It depends on the kind of friends you
have. But you need a good support system.
Yes. And I think I've been in this situation where, you know, what my friends would do is... So what my friends did is, there was a period in which, you know, I had my own heartbreak story. What they did is they'll remind me to say it's okay. They won't say, they're the friends that will just badmouth your partner.
Yeah.
Your ex.
Yeah.
Those are not good friends.
Definitely.
So what they will do is they'll say, okay, let's analyze the
what you did.
The factors or the element of the relationship.
Yes.
You know. Why did you break up? Or why did she break up with you?
Yeah.
What did you do? You know, okay, if it's a case of you breaking up with the person, okay, could you have done it, like, could the situation have changed?
Yeah.
Or what would have happened? Like, okay, if, like, they just help you go through it. They ask you questions that will help you carefully analyze, you know, the decision you made. And at the end of the day, if it was the right decision, they will remind you, you did the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, this is what you're supposed to do and you did it, you know. Or to say, dude, you messed up, you know. You made a mistake, you know, fix it. You know, so I think we need those kind of friends that will help us objectively, like, they would...
See both sides.
Because either way, they're your friends, they're going to be biased.
Definitely.
They're going to take your sides, you know. But you need people that are going to be objective.
You need people that would tell you the truth. Yeah. Be like, okay, you know, maybe to the person's face, yes, you are, because I'm your friend, I'll stand by you.
Yeah.
But inside my house, you tell me, but you messed up.
Yeah.
I think that's a place for good friends where you can tell me the hard truths.
Yeah.
You're not giving me a pity party.
Yeah.
There's a place for the pity party. You allow me cry.
Yeah.
Good, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But then if I messed up, you let me know that, guy, you messed up, in case of next time, do this, do that.
Yeah.
So then kudos to good friends.
Yeah, we also need those friends that will snatch you out of your gloom.
Yes.
Like, they will come to your house, open your window. Like, drag you out, take you out, you know.
I saw a lot of responses of people moving on with food. Eat your life. Please, I don't eat your life away.
You know, by the time you eat and you now add weight, by the time you struggle,
you will now be struggling to lose. Oh my God.
Which is the case of count the cost of whatever decision you're making to move on. Like the guy that had many sex, you know, sprees, you know, what happens if you get someone pregnant? You know, you have to deal with that. Or what happens if, you know, somebody, like, there's so many baggages that can come with that.
With
so you ask yourself, say, is this the best decision I could make?
You know,
what are the consequences? Like, some people that will just say, you know what, I'm going to wait, I'm going to move on, I'm going to just, you know, wait, you know, he's going to come back to me, you know, is your time is going
and
he's
be not okay with back. If he's not coming back,
the next thing you're going to hear is see his wedding invitation or proposal video,
you know.
So save yourself the odds.
The amount of proposal video that has been coming up now, you just be like, but when God when
someone said, apart from COVID-19, that's proposal, is another pandemic.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so Tolu, do you want to tell us about your own heartbreak story? Or whose heart did you break? And what did you do?
So,
this is an open space. No judgment here.
Okay, I think I'll just say one, you know. I'll say
one. Totally.
No. I've broken up just once.
Okay.
I've been broken up with once and I've broken up once. And I think, not to go into the story.
Yeah.
what I learned at the end of it is I was an ad breaker. You know, witches, I've said it a lot of times, we're too engrossed with
our pain. We don't see what we've done.
With our pain. You know, we're too engrossed with the fact that, oh, this relationship is causing me pain, you know, I'm out and everything.
Yeah.
And you end up, you know, outing the person. You know,
yeah.
I randomly was chatting with a friend and I was like, man, I don't want to break any heart again. And the person was like, oh, like, that's what I ended up with. And I think a lot of guys, we don't realize that they are, let me say it this way, be cautious and count that they are, like, there are consequences to the other party, mm-hmm. to the decision you're making.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm ending this relationship. How will it affect the other person? And I'm not saying ask that question so that you don't end the relationship.
Yeah.
I'm saying ask this question to help you better. It will help you make the better decision on how to go about it.
Yeah.
You know, to say, okay, instead of just telling the person to say, you know what, I'm out.
Yeah.
Just, you know, why don't you just say, okay, this and this and this are my, you know, complaints. These are the issues I have with the relationship. These are the things I'm not cool with.
Yeah.
You know, those now help you analyze. And the person will just say, oh, okay, you know what? If you're calling it quick, I see the reason why, and that's fine.
That's fine.
Or to even say, is it possible that this person wasn't in a good space?
Yeah.
A good example is the example you gave of the person whose dad left mm-hmm. the family. Now imagine if she didn't break up, but she's just all absent in the relationship. Yeah,
definitely. So, and that would be a problem.
Yeah, and of course, it's going to be. So imagine you just come and just say, you know what? I'm out of the relationship. Because to just say, oh, what's going on? Oh, this was not you. You know, you just used to be withdrawn. Mm-hmm. You know, you used to be cheerful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, asking the question, instead of just saying, I'm breaking up with you, it will help you understand where the person is. And the person will say, you know what? I think I just need a break.
Yes.
To process and deal with this.
Hmm.
Or, you know what? Can you be patient with me? You know, it will even help you understand.
Do you think needing, like, the whole idea of I need a break, do you think it makes, like, it maybe a little time out? Do you think it works? Do you think it makes sense?
I wrote an article on Live and the title is that a break never fixes
a situation.
Because I'm like, imagine we are talking every day. You know, we are talking every day. We are calling each other every day. And we still have our issues. Now imagine where we're not talking.
I agree with you. You know, completely.
Like the distance, and I have the saying that if we're not growing, if we're not growing together, we're growing apart.
We're growing apart.
You know, so if we decide to take a step apart, it will help us come together.
It will
more like just fill the space. And it's a different case if the person needs a space to deal with something personal.
It's a hole that is still there.
Yeah.
It hasn't been covered.
Yeah.
It's like you just put it like, oh, this hole, I'll come back to you later when I'm ready.
But consider the case of the person just needing a space to deal with something. Like maybe the person lost someone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a case of, you know what? I'm not taking a space from the relationship.
I'm just
taking a space to process
my issues.
Feelings. And now I will still argue that is when you need
the person more. I was gonna say that.
No, that's when you need the person more. It's not the time to withdraw from the person. But I think the partner will just have to be wise about it to, you know, consciously and carefully, you know.
Yeah, there is a part of giving somebody space.
Yeah.
People still need their space sometimes. But I think it's a problem and it's now too much.
Yeah.
And we're growing apart.
Yeah.
So you need to find a way to come back.
Yeah, you're still there. You're still within that space, but you're not.
But you're not hovering.
Yeah,
you're not hovering.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, what did you ever try to get back to with the relationship? How did that work? Is it always wise to go back to a relationship?
So I think it depends on why it ended. So. So if it's a case of, there are cases in which, you know, that I'm not going back.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a case of clear character flaws.
Yeah.
You know, is a woman bitter? You know, is abusive?
Please don't go back.
You know, don't go back, you know. But if it's a case of...
Just just something just happened.
You know, or maybe now there's a long distance, so we're not communicating as we used to, as much as we were doing. So the case of I felt love stabbed, that's why I ended the relationship. Okay, maybe you can say, are you ready to give me the commitment? Or the case of maybe the person in relationship because of a place they're in, maybe a hurt, a feeling. Okay, now that they've, maybe now that it's 6 months after the loss, you know, they've been able to like process, you know, the feeling, and now, you know, can we now talk about it? And so, yeah, did I try to get back?
See me pause.
So, one is, I didn't move on because around that period, you know, I had friends were trying to help me to just move on, you know, get yourself back out there and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't move on because I was still, I still remembered the person, you know, I still remembered the relationship. The person was amazing and everything and all that. So I still remembered all that.
Cute stuff. But,
don't do that. So I didn't move on, but at the same time, I didn't reach out.
Yeah.
Because one is the person was like, you know what, give me space. You know, I want to, and I need to like get over this. So the person actually blocked me.
Yeah.
You know, so so because the person blocked me, there was I had no way of reaching out to the person. So yeah.
So okay, now that blocking, that is another issue.
Yeah.
What? Sorry. So, I don't know. Personally, I think that blocking is painful. I think blocking is painful. I feel like for me, when I was blocked,
yeah,
I did not take it well. Right? Yeah. I really thought, maybe, like you said, it's circumstances of everything. Okay, so the circumstance of mine was very different. So the blocking came as a shock. And at that point, I felt so broken because I felt like the person did not respect our friendship. I thought, no matter what, like I didn't ever think it would get to that point where
we will never talk
or you block me or something. So like this is somebody that I classify as my best friend, and then all of a sudden you just block me like that.
Even if it don't work, you know, we don't forget where we are.
Like friendship, because we started off as friends, so I don't think that I always feel like when you block me, you don't regard my friendship, and you think you can do without me. Like, you don't need me in your life at all.
Can you ever go back to being friends after a breakup?
Hey,
see that.
That is another conversation. We'll not leave here. But yeah, guys, like, is it actually possible? I think we should even throw it out. Like,
yeah.
You know,
okay, yes, I think, yeah, leave us a comment.
Yes, and tell us.
Yeah, wherever you're
listening. Can you actually be friends with? I think it will take a while. It will take a lot of struggle. But could it be? That means it can never be.
Yeah.
To get.
Yeah.
But
it can never be.
It will always be different.
Yeah, but let's know your thoughts. You know, there are cases where you just say, you know what, it's different. You just know that. You know, there are cases in which we tried, you know, it didn't work. I'm like, oh, sorry. We're just in the right fit.
So, okay, what of the place of accepting if maybe the other party moved on? Like the person is in another relationship or something.
Yeah, so it's if the person has moved on, we move on. You know, like accept that.
Word.
Like accept that the person is hard. You know, that's why this podcast is see.
Trust me, I've tried everything. Yeah.
And this is not to backlash anybody or just like jab anybody that is still holding on. But it's a case of this person has moved on.
Yeah.
You know? So you need to prioritize yourself.
Yeah. You know, I think that's the word, prioritizing yourself. Like, even if there's ever going to be, in quotes, even if, which
very very no, you very impossible.
You don't want to beg for it.
You don't want
to. You want it to be mutual.
That is something I think I have learned with mine, because obviously yes, I've been heartbroken. But I think I'm just going to talk about like the lessons learned from it.
Yeah.
I learned that you don't want to put yourself in the position where you're the one begging for it.
Yeah.
Like if somebody, I think I've learned that if a guy wants you, they want you. Yeah. They would. I'm sorry about people who say, oh, shoot your shot or whatever. I still believe that a guy should, you know, do the chasing.
Yeah.
So if a guy wants you, they will want you, and they will make it known. And they will make it known that they want you around them, and they want you as even friends.
Yeah.
So don't ever like put yourself in that position where you are the one begging, you are the one making all the efforts. Common friendship self is two people that makes a friendship. So if somebody doesn't want you in their life, you need to just be okay with it.
If you make all the efforts to make it work, you'll make all the efforts to sustain it.
Definitely. That is so exactly
you don't want to do that.
I also learned to learn to love yourself more. Like, learn to love yourself. Like, if you have gotten to a point where you've accepted you're part of the situation, yeah, you know where you messed up.
Yeah.
Like for me, I know that maybe my not being so expressive might be a problem, might have been a problem. Some other things might have been a problem. I'm such a hard guy, might have been a problem.
Yeah.
You know. But now I'm learning to
taking the lessons.
I'm taking the lessons. Like I'm accepting and owning those part of me, owning that insecurity, and trying to, you know, be better, like as a friend, and better for the next person or whatever.
Absolutely.
And then also like I'm learning to feel everything and writing is helping. Like feel everything,
feel it, don't ignore it,
it. If you are triggered, cry the cry.
Yeah,
you know, if you want to blame yourself, call people, have friends, you know, have friends. But I think another thing I'm learning to do is understand mentally that it takes two people to end the relationship.
Yeah.
So it's not just your fault. It's not just your fault. Don't try to take the blame. And if you're in a place where you're not going to get closure, or maybe you constantly asking what happened makes you feel more and less of yourself, makes you feel like you're the one who caused the problem, then leave it.
Yeah.
Don't look at it as you're the one who caused the problem. You're not the only one who caused the problem.
Yeah.
You know, and try to just accept it. And if the person has moved on, like in my case, tears. I don't know what to say about that. It's painful.
Yeah.
I won't lie, it's the most painful thing, but you have tried your best.
Yeah.
You have cried. You have begged.
Yeah.
And if, you know, the person didn't think, oh, I want to at least try and make this work, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Life goes on.
Life goes on.
Yeah. So, is jumping into another relationship so fast the best way to deal with the heartbreak? That's rebound. I think we've talked about that. I don't think it's really
no.
the best.
You know, and I think sometimes there's a wisdom in even telling yourself that, you know what, I'll be single for at least this period.
Yeah, yeah. So you learn and take lessons from whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I think another thing, if a guy, another thing I've learned, don't let anybody tell you, wait for me. If somebody wants you, like I said earlier, the person is not going to tell you to wait for me.
Yeah.
The person is going to find a way to be with you, no matter the circumstance that you guys are both in. If someone really wants you, they will tell you, they would let you know in their actions.
They will carry you along. Yes.
And if none of that is happening,
you
will clearly see it. And if none of that is happening, don't wait around.
Yeah.
Even if, okay, for example, because someone said, oh, I still have like this kind of, I have this instinct that spiritually that he's the one. But she said something really profound. Live your life and leave it to God to either talk to the brother or sister, or free your mind to open to another person.
So never put
yourself in a place where you're waiting for anybody.
I think that's worth saying, because a lot of times, because you've had such a good relationship with somebody,
you think it's just that person.
And because you've dated someone for 2 years.
Yeah.
And in 2 years, you've been telling yourself, I'm going to marry this.
I'm going to marry this. Yeah.
When you leave the relationship, it's like meditation. You know,
yes.
You've said something and believed something for a long time.
Do you get?
Your mind is going to tell you that this is it. But when one thing is, like you said, God is the loving father.
Mm-hmm.
It won't just, like, you're not doomed because somebody broke up with you. You know, you're going to meet somebody else. The fact that you met someone that was great means there's somebody greater.
There's always, and just be, it's hard to say, but be okay with the person.
Yeah.
Like, be... accept it, be happy for them. Yeah. It might be hard, but just be happy for them, right? And then
time with you.
I don't know. Well, see, and time does not necessarily mean 1 month though.
No, of course.
Time can be 5 years.
Yeah.
Time can be, just see, allow yourself. I'm like, feel everything. Yeah. When you are triggered, feel it. Write if you have to write. Cry if you have to cry. Dance if you have to dance. But don't dwell there.
Like, do whatever you need to do to actually heal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just remember the story I heard from a friend where, oh my God. So they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the circumstances around were a bit shady.
Yeah.
It wasn't really his choice and everything.
Yeah.
And sometime in the future, when both of them were married, they now met each other.
Mm-hmm.
They were married, they had their family.
Yes.
They now found out that the breakup was orchestrated by people and everything.
Hi.
Man, because they never moved on, they now just started like having an affair.
Okay.
which is why sometimes you think you've moved on, but because you've not addressed it.
You know. Now when you see the person like this, you just fall. So I'm not gonna say there are good days and there are bad days.
Yeah.
Very bad, but like, you just always have to remind yourself that, and have people around you that remind you of how special you are.
Yeah.
Like, because somebody doesn't see it, doesn't mean another person won't see it, or other people don't see it.
Yeah.
You get? So I just learned to accept every day as it comes.
Yeah.
And not dwell, not wait. See, people's actions, take people's actions, not their words. They can say one thing, but their actions mean a lot more, and that's what you should hold. You know, if somebody is serious about you, they will show it.
Yeah.
They will let you know, and they will show it.
Absolutely.
But if they don't want you in their lives, trust me, even if they don't say it with their mouths, they will say it with their body. You know, we all talk and communicate. Communication is so important. I think that's another lesson I've learned.
When it comes to breakup, you know, communication makes all the difference.
Even in the relationship and out of the relationship. Because there's even out of the relationship, you still overthink. This person, if he did not greet me this morning, does that mean, if he did not tell me Happy New Year, does that mean that he doesn't want me in my life, in his life? You know, so something that's very, you know.
Yeah.
So, but communicate. I also, even in relationships, you can never flog the importance of communication.
Yeah.
The person might not know how you feel about them if you do not say it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people need that reassurance. And that's something I'm learning. So, I don't even know how long we've spoken.
It's over one hour.
But, guys, please keep the conversation going. Yeah. Tell us more. Tell us about your crazy heartbreak stories, how you moved on, how you tried to deal with it, what you did, the crazy things you did. You know, if you're friends with this, with the person, and if it's cool to be friends with your ex, and just tell us what you want us to talk about.
Yeah,
you know, and
exactly,
let's know all this, your trust me, I've tried journey, because a lot of us have tried. But one thing I'm going to say is that even as you have tried, just keep moving on.
Yeah, keep
Thank
trying.
You.
Don't quit. Don't
quit.
Give up, you know.
Keep telling trying. Yourself, we move. We move, Jerry.
Yeah. So tell them to subscribe. And
please subscribe, follow, share, and, you know, give me your feedback. Thank you. Thank you, Tolu, for this. Thank you for being a part of it.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Trust Me, I've Tried. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and follow us on our IG page at Trust Me, I've Tried Pod. See you next time.
Trust me, I've tried. Trust me, I've tried.
Trust me, I've tried.